tweet of the week.
Yes, we're most of the way through October already, which means our mystery tweeter might already be in full voice from the very early hours in your neighbourhood. Here's one variation of our tweeter. A potentially distressingly familiar caller, but if that one was a little bit tricky for you, here's one of the more common sounds it makes. Yes, it's a summer migrant to Australia from the tropical islands to our north. But Rob from Canberra knew exactly who was tweeting there. Congratulations to you, Rob. You were the first in to tell us that our tweeter today is the Pacific Coal, though the pronunciation of that bird's name is as hotly contested as the tweet of the week is every week, but we'll go with coal for the moment, or the dreaded coal, as Abigail in Canberra described it. We have accepted a range of alternative names, not the dreaded coal, unfortunately, Abigail, but the eastern coal or the Australian coal. Most of our listeners, I think, seem to prefer the eastern coal name, but first in and the person to nominate it as the Pacific Coal was Rob from Canberra. A great response on the text line as always. One texter had the tweet in the week in stereo saying that it was calling right at the outside their window when we were playing it on the tweet of the week as well. B from Canberra says love them but haven't slept since they turned up on Monday. Sorry to hear that, B. Carl from Canberra, lots of texts from Canberra today, says heard the damn eastern coal this morning at 3 a.m. The first time this season. When they get close to my house, I like to punk them by mimicking their call. Last season, I succeeded in getting them to move further away from my house, which is good news for Carl, but maybe not so good news for his neighbours. And my favourite text on the tweet of the week this week was a text which simply read, bloody autocorrect. So somebody who thought they were on the money there, but slightly missed out due to the autocorrect function. Well, on the current assumption, our current assumption is that our local birds are distinct from those heard in Asia, though taxonomists apparently are still pondering this one. Whatever you call it, the coal is a large cuckoo that migrates from Timor-Leste, Indonesia, the Pacific, Papua New Guinea, to search for two things, figs and other fruit on which to feed, as well as local nests in which to deposit its eggs. The usual targets are fig birds, wattle birds, friar birds and magpie larks. And those foster parents are tricked into raising a gigantic coal chick instead of their own. The Pacific coal male is a glossy, iridescent black, and the female is dark on the back but with white spots, and she's cream underneath but with darker bars. So if you live within its wide range, you've surely heard it at all hours. But if you've never known what that mystery call is, then you can now safely blame the Pacific coal or whatever you want to call it. And of course, we will have another tweet of the week at 9 o'clock next week on Sunday Extra.